Summer is coming, so maybe a road trip, and you can go national right here in Illinois. We're talking about the National Road on our Midwest Travel segment with our freelance travel writer, Mary Bolin. Mary, I think a lot of folks don't really know the name, the National Road, so explain that for us.
Yes, it's more commonly known now as US 40, but it is a national road that actually stretches from Cumberland, Maryland to Vandalia, Illinois. That was the original funding, but it actually was intended to go to East St. Louis. So we consider the 164-mile stretch of Illinois from Marshall on the Indiana border to East St. Louis as the Illinois segment of the National Road. The National Road itself was kind of inspired by George Washington and Thomas Jefferson. As the country moved west, they realized there was a need for good transportation. So they got funding, or at least Jefferson got funding, to start the National Road. And as I said, it started in Cumberland, Maryland. And each state contributed as it moved west. Actually, when Illinois came on board in, I think it was the 1830s, by the time the road got to Illinois, it was pretty much wilderness. There weren't a lot of settlements. And, you know, Kaskaskia was the first capital, so the settlement had started sort of in that part of Illinois. But the National Road being built as it crossed over from Indiana into Marshall opened Illinois to a lot of pioneers. And from 1830 to 1840, the population of Illinois doubled, and a lot of that was due to the National Road.
You can't really tell the story of Illinois without the National Road. And, of course, this story is told, including at a visitor center that people can frequent there.
Yes, there are two places that if you want to drive it, and it's an interesting drive, takes you through a lot of special towns along the way. You can start in Marshall, which is very close to the Indiana border, and there's an interpretive center, a welcome center there, and you can go in, and it's on the top floor of Harlan Hall, which is an old opera building, and you can go in and see sort of dioramas and mannequins that have a little talking. They're not Disney quality, but it's kind of fun, of some of the people that started the road and were responsible for its building in Illinois, and the surveyor, and some of the pioneers itself. We have some voiceovers of those folks. And so you can learn a little bit about it, and then you can make your way west. And if you get to Vandalia, there is, in fact, a National Road Interpretive Center, and that's a bigger museum. It's an interesting place. They have some original timber from the road because, of course, it was originally dirt and mud and timber. It wasn't paved highway early on. They have a replica of a Conestoga wagon, which is what a lot of the pioneers used as they came across. And some used wagons and rode horseback, and some walked. They also have a set of harness from horses with bells on. And that was a sort of the derivation of the term "we'll be there with bells on" came from the building of the National Road. It meant that you had bells on your harness to warn oncoming traffic, or you were passing somebody to warn them of your being on the road. And if you had trouble along the road, which of course a lot of people did, anyone who helped you, you sort of gave, the tradition was to give them a bell in thanks. But if you arrived at your destination with all of your bells intact, that meant that you didn't have trouble along the way. So that was the goal, to arrive, I'll be there with my bells on. Mm-hmm. So it's an interesting artifact that we don't think about much.
You mentioned this road started out east and stretched all the way into Illinois, Vandalia, with the eventual plan to get to East St. Louis. Why did it stop there?
Actually, they ran out of funds, and that was a big problem. Once they got to Vandalia, which then became the capital of Illinois, they ran out of funds to complete it to East St. Louis. So US 40, of course, goes that way, but back in the day. And then eventually the National Road's prominence faded with the introduction of railroads, because that became a more modern, if you will, a method of exploring the West and moving out west.
Well, you mentioned also there were some towns along the way that maybe people don't always think of as tourist locations. Vandalia is one of those. Not everybody always jumps in the car and thinks, let's go to Vandalia, but really interesting things to see in some of these smaller communities.
There are. And Vandalia, of course, has our second capital. It had limited availability of when it's open right now, but you can check ahead of time and tour it. And, of course, Abraham Lincoln was a legislator in Vandalia, visited that capital. He and some of his colleagues, of course, argued that it should be moved to Springfield. So it did. It did eventually be moved to Springfield. So that's an interesting place, as I mentioned, the National Road Interpretive Center in Vandalia. But if you go back farther to Greenup, that's got a covered bridge. That is an interesting piece on the National Road. And actually, the city, the town of Greenup, was named for the guy who was in charge of the construction in Illinois. And he was paying the workers with gold, but he didn't trust them to have it on his body, so he kept it under the under his bed, and then he brought it out and paid them. So that's one of the places. If you go beyond Vandalia, you can go to Greenville, Illinois, which is the home of a college, a couple of interesting museums. It's an older town. You got that. If you keep going farther west, eventually you can see the Brooks Ketchup Water Tower in Collinsville. And beyond Collinsville and before East St. Louis, you'll encounter the Cahokia Mounds, which is a very significant World Heritage Site. And it thrived, of course, a lot of people know, for hundreds of years, and it had as many as 20,000 inhabitants. So it's a great place to go and explore. You can visit the indoor displays, but you can also roam around on the mounds. So it's from the Mississippian culture, and it was a center of trade for Native Americans up and down the Mississippi. So that's a really significant place that's along the road also. So there's lots of places to stop along the way that might be good for, you know, kids to explore or adults. I think it's a fun place to travel.
That's Mary Bowen. She's a freelance travel writer. Her latest article on the National Road is available in the Illinois Times newspaper.